You mentioned before the issue of capecitabine plus bevacizumab. Any reason to think that would be a better or worse combination than 5-FU?
For the most part, my expectation is that they would be comparable. There are large phase 3 studies, including a FOLFOX versus CAPOX with or without bevacizumab study, has been conducted primarily in Europe. The study has completed accrual. Certainly the toxicity results will be available in the next year. And then efficacy results with respect to response and progression will come shortly thereafter, but it may take a while for the survival endpoints. In general, capecitabine has tended to track similar to 5-FU, including the capecitabine oxaliplatin versus infusional 5-FU oxaliplatin data without bevacizumab reported at ASCO this past year. I think, in addition, the pilot data from our institution and the larger experience in the TREE2 study suggests that there should be comparability for capecitabine plus oxaliplatin plus bevacizumab compared to the FOLFOX regimen. That comparability, though, has not yet been validated. The way I would approach this, as far as clinical management, is that I would still consider an infusional 5-FU regimen with oxaliplatin or irinotecan, FOLFOX or FOLFIRI, the standard platform on which to add bevacizumab. However, for patients who are not candidates for pump therapy, and the definition of a candidate can sometimes be liberal depending upon lots of very practical factors, I think the activity of capecitabine with oxaliplatin and bevacizumab is significant enough that that should be considered an option in the first line setting. Whether it's necessarily the best option will require the final results of the phase 3 study.